Now, first we have some fun with Super Bowl audio.
Yes, we do. We have fun with sports panties, which I know Giorgio bags on him, but he's a nice guy.
I don't bag on him. I like sports
panties.
Sports panties
is one of the sweetest guys that works up at the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Someone once asked me an email recently how I like working with you two guys, and I said glowing things about you, but I have actually here an audio clip of Mike Reiner talking about two of the people he worked with, LaBelle and Rhodey, and I think this also applies to you two guys from my mouth. So listen to Mike Reiner's former voice as he talked about his former co-stars on the radio at Mizzou.
I consider myself very fortunate to be working with a couple of experienced professionals like they are.
That is unbelievable to me. Now, what year was that interview?
1982. And, you know, the hard line has been playing this over the past few months of Mike doing a sports report or something on the Zoo.
Yeah.
And his voice was so affected.
He's trying to sound like a stoner.
Right.
Yeah.
Because that was the new...
Sounds like Bill Clinton,
too. He just barely talk. I want you to listen to me. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, John LaBella.
Listen again.
I consider myself very fortunate to be working with a couple of experienced professionals like they are.
So great.
Yeah, they throw that at him anytime he tries to say that Danny and Corby are trying to be too cool on the air. Well, let's bring this up.
Yeah, I'm gay.
Yeah, I'm consider myself to be such a guy.
Hey, man.
Unbelievable. All right. Anyway, that's a little fun with audio, but let's get to sports panties, if we can here. Sports panties, we sent him out with a microphone and recorder because he's so sweet, and he's come on our airwaves several times, and we thought, yes, he can sit in a room with YouTube broadcast professionals and talk with you, but can he talk with a professional player who's Super Bowl bound?
Maybe. Well,
we found out. When Sports Panties spoke with the Pittsburgh Steelers' own Bruce Davis. Listen to the awkwardness when Sports Panties tries to get in a little explanation as to who he is.
Do you have a moment to talk to the ticket?
Yes, sir.
Okay, my name's Spitz Panties, and I'm with the ticket.
How are you?
Could you give us a name and number kind of thing? Check 1-2, name and number kind of thing?
Mic check 1-2-1-2, Bruce Davis, 53, outside linebacker.
Bruce, are you pretty excited about the game?
I'm very excited. You know, this is what you dream about your whole life as a little ball player. And it's every little football player's dream to be here, and it's just a blessing to be here, and I'm loving it so far.
Do you feel blessed to be here?
It's definitely a blessing to be here, you know. It's everything you dream of, and I was blessed to be drafted by the Steelers, and you know, to have the opportunity to be here from the best team in the NFL, and it's just great, and I'm loving it.
Well, you're talking to me, your constant companion, Sports Panties.
Huh?
This opponent, could you kind of size up the opponent and tell me what
you think? They're great. They've got a great passing attack, but a lot of people don't realize their run game is great too. Edgerton James is still one of the most dangerous backs in the NFL, and he's up there in the top of the league and you know, the postseason of rushing yards a game and touchdowns, and you know, everybody knows about Larry Fitzgerald and Kurt Warner and Anquan Boldin, and those guys are great, and it's definitely going to be a challenge.
Well, that question was from me, your second grade science lab partner. But what do you see as the key to the game?
The key to the game is going to be, you know, limiting them from making their big plays, you know, getting stops when we need to get stops, getting off the field on defense and offense, you know, successfully running and passing the ball.
I'm your internet provider.
You're my internet provider.
Sports panties.
Huh?
Sports panties.
Sports what?
Sports panties is my nickname.
Sports panties. Mm-hmm. That's your nickname.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great nickname.
Oh, it's so awkward.
That was the end of the interview?
Yes.
So he didn't find out, because you introduced yourself at the beginning as...
What do you mean? Yeah, but
are you saying that to Gordon?
Sports panties.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess because I was looking at Gordon.
I was standing there when Sports Panties was interviewing him.
Uh-huh.
And it was so awkward, those pauses, as he was just looking at Sports Panties, my internet provider.
He finally figured out at the end what his name was.
He let a few ride. He let the second grade lab partner kind of ride, thinking that maybe he didn't hear it right.
Constant companion.
That's great that Sports Panties got a hold of Bruce Davis, who's appeared in 5 games for the Steelers this year and has yet to make a tackle.
He's not working
even
on it.
Scratch on the stat sheet.
Okay, he's got a little room
jump
for
on the pile and get an assisted tackle, something.
Right.
Should ask him that.
We can't all be superstars and heroes, George.
Well, I realize that. All right. Well, tell Sports Panties we said thanks for doing
an exclusive report.
I think he's doing a good job.
I'll see him later today and make love to him. Or not.
8:47 here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. The only way to recover from that comment
I'm sorry
is to talk to Hall of Famer Roger Staubach next.